Hello, footies. Welcome along to a very special edition of Foot in Review, powered by footcoach.com. I am Dan Wimbush, otherwise known as Wimby. I'm delighted to be joined for this very special show by the Angel of the North, Aaron Glue. Aaron, how are you?
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, no, I'm good. Thanks for having me back on to talk about my new favourite topic.
Yes. Now, look, this isn't going to be your usual edition of Foot in Review. No real talk about content and current events. This is kind of going to be a wider discussion around the impact the AFC and formerly FIFA has had on people and may continue to have on people going forward. Now, we are going to discuss, at times it might get a little bit heavy. Now, we're going to be discussing themes around things like addiction and the reasons why this game can impact people on such a deep level, both positively and negatively. So to get us all started into this, we're hoping it's going to be sort of a two-parter. The exact release date to be confirmed, but we are recording just out of interest for those of you listening. We're recording this in November, just as the Black Friday promo has started. So just to give you a bit of a time frame in case things radically change on the EAFC scene. But look, hopefully it's going to be a two-parter. We're going to start, Aaron, at kind of the start of why you got into this kind of subject area and kind of piqued your interest and did the research. Let's just talk a little bit about your relationship with FIFA before you kind of took a little bit of a step away last year.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. I actually think this is good timing to talk about it based on, I think, what I see across the community around the sort of general feeling around the game. It doesn't feel overly great at the moment. And I think EA will be now be doing everything they can to try and drive as much engagement as possible into the game. And I guess for me, it's an interesting time as well, because I've stepped back into the world of FC, or formerly FIFA. My relationship last year got very, very toxic. Very damaging to me personally, mentally, emotionally, physically. Sounds a bit ridiculous. It's a game. However, when I took a step back and I stopped engaging with the game in its entirety, and more broadly, I disconnected from the community. I kind of disconnected from people that I followed on social media, YouTube, and within Discord communities as well. So I really took a step back. Now, oddly, through my work, I was able to attend some really insightful sessions that really talked about, and these are specialists, these are neuroscientists, psychotherapists, specialists in the field of how your brain works. And I went on one session, and it was amazing because the topic was dopamine. It's one of your four happy chemicals that you have in your brain, and they all triggered by different things. But this dopamine, and even though we didn't talk about gaming, what it really kind of let me hold the mirror up to myself around my own habits. And what it taught me was actually how I engaged with this actually put me to a point where I dipped my toe into addiction. I would say that I was heavily addicted to the game, and that came through in how I engaged with people, myself, and that kind of sparked a real interest in learning more about it. And through that, the positive I hope is to try and help other people. I'm not a specialist. I'm not trained. I'm not clinically trained in this field. I've done my research. I've done a lot of reading, listening, and talking to people, and I want to, if I can do anything, it's to kind of hold the mirror up to other people so they can look and go, okay, maybe I'm over consuming this and I need to manage it better so I can actually enjoy the game. And that's key. That is key, is how to enjoy a game like FC 24.
Well, let's wind back a little bit then. You talk about dopamine, this happy chemical, one of four happy chemicals. You're talking about FIFA and EAFC producing this happy chemical. So how does it go from producing this happy chemical to being a problem? Just kind of dial that back and kind of explain to people.
Well, I guess the easiest way, and I probably understood it in the end, was actually this chemical, it's an animal. It's kind of ingrained in animals, and I think the history of human beings going way back. And it just sounds like maybe it's a bit of a sidestep into why we're talking about this. But essentially, if you think about it, as human beings, when we first set about the earth, We would forage, we would hunt. Everything we did required maximum effort. And your dopamine was triggered when there was potential for reward. So if, for example, you saw an opportunity to catch something to eat, your dopamine would then trigger you to pursue that. And once you've got what you wanted, you would feel great. But it required a lot of effort to do that. So that's how it should work. And if you think about anything that we still do now that requires effort and potentially puts your body into some sort of like happy pain, you know, say, for example, you walk in, you run in, you go into the gym, cold water, it creates this this chemical reaction essentially in your brain, which makes you feel good. Now, when you get the reward, you hit this high. What happens is that will come down, and then what should happen is you then go and pursue that activity again, requires maximum effort, and it allows you to kind of reach the high, and then gradually come back down. In the world of social media, and very much, I think, through modern technology, what we fall foul to is quick hits of dopamine. So that means that we are getting these highs frequently with no effort. So that if you think about what I've just said, is that you get this high and it gradually comes down. What happens is you get this high, quick hit high, and it falls off a cliff very quickly. And you keep doing it. So the highs you'll keep getting, but the spikes won't be as high. And what you'll end up in is a deficit. And that's when you can feel really low. You can feel depressed. You can lack motivation. You lack concentration. And you just generally don't have a particularly good kind of outlook. And addiction comes when you're constantly doing and seeking the engagement with that same activity that gave you the original high. If I think about TikTok, for example, when I first started using it, I watched funny videos. It was amazing. I get the same content. I don't really laugh as much now. So now it's not doing what it used to do, but because it did it once, I'm still trying to connect with it. And FC24 is exactly the same.
So what's the difference then between, because obviously this game is played by hundreds of thousands, millions of people, and probably only a small number will be really suffering the major ill effects from it. What's kind of, in your perspective and through your research, difference between just simply enjoying the game and enjoying those highs, the same, you know, you enjoy anything in life. What part and what are the kind of symptoms that it has veered into dangerous territory?
Well, I think if I speak more broadly to start with, internet gaming promotes overconsumption because you have unlimited access to what I would say is a digital drug. You could access on your phone, you could access on your console, you can access on your TV, you can access on your tablet, your laptop. So it's not hard to access. So you start to overconsume it, and humans are very social. And we are like a flock of birds or sheep, and we generally go where everybody else goes. So if people are going there, we all want to do the same. We're not going to not go there. And we're also primed for immediate gratification. That's how humans are. Like, so anything that gives us that quick hit, we're kind of engineered for that. So if it's there, we're going to take it. We're not going to do it. Now, where FC24 lands, and I would liken it to a Las Vegas casino, how FC24 is, because I guess there are some key things I would look at, right? So visually, the game just stimulates you. Think about walkout animations, card designs, coins, rewards, menus, kits, stadiums, all these flashy things that just suck us in. You then add an extra dimension with the rewards, and think about how rewards are, like I said, walkout animations, the anticipation. There's that like a 2 or 3 second build-up you get, and how they do it. You get flag, you get position, and then you get the player, and it's like that, oh, it's like, it's so exciting. And this high frequency. So once you get it once and you get it good, you're going to constantly keep going back to it. So it is designed intentionally to draw people in. And once you're in, it's hard to stop.
And, you know, you talk about it. So is it just simply because, and lots of people have said, you know, Ultimate Team is just a form of gambling. It's a casino and things like that. Do you think that it's the whole kind of modus operandi of EA? Are they deliberately tapping into that kind of triggering that dopamine release for people?
I think so. I mean, it's hard for me to speak on EA's behalf. I think when they initially set up Ultimate Team, they probably didn't intend for it to be the way that it is. And I don't think they have intentionally gone out to do it. But I think once they've realized that there are certain things that people get excited about, they're going to do more of it. And I look at the card design as one. As soon as a card design gets leaked, the comments, the likes, everything's like, oh, wow, look at this card design. And it's visually stimulating. It's like walking around a casino. It's just so visually exciting. You know, you can't not engage with it. What I would say, though, is I think I look at FC24 and I think there are a couple of ways in which it taps into your dopamine release, that craving of a reward, that drive to pursue a reward. I think one is playing matches. And within that, you've got scoring goals. And I would say is, if you think when you next time you engage with the game, think about where you get the most buzz from. Now, for me, it's this bit. It's the playing of matches. And I know that now. Scoring goals makes me feel great. Winning games. And they're clever because there's a short length of games. So you don't have to put loads of effort in. Game's over after about, 10 minutes. You can go straight back into another one. Match visuals, they've got flares now. You've got all sorts of things you can put in the game, right? They got so many different game modes. It's hard to not engage with it. So for me, that's the bit I love most. But you've also got rewards. Now you've got packs, coins, trading. There's the unpredictability of it. And again, all the visuals that sit within it as well. And the third bit is accessibility. Because you can access this game on your laptop, on your phone, on your console. And wrapped around that are adverts, social media. Think about if you're on Twitter or X, you scroll through it on your For You page, is stuff coming up, and it's not even from people you follow. So you're constantly getting fed. And if you think that's three of the big parts of the game, it's just so over consuming that it just takes over.
And I mean, again, it's tricky because a lot of people would sit there and say, well, you know, those things are all just fun. They're just part of the game. I enjoy it. Of course, I'm going to enjoy opening a pack. It's great. It's fun. I'm not immediately seeking that high. A lot of people can walk away and just leave their rewards and go off and turn off the console. How does it kind of veer into that dangerous territory for people where, you know, why is it that some people just have to constantly chase that high and others can walk away? Is there, you know, something in the makeup? Is there training and things you can do to kind of ease that?
I think it's actually your early experiences. So what I've learned is that your childhood brain is where you form these neural pathways, these first neural pathways, and they're referred to as like super highways. So the first ones, and I would say that a lot of these are formed way before the age of 10, probably a little bit younger. And again, I've been reflecting on my own experiences here and why I think I engage with FC24 or FIFA like really intensely is because I loved, so there's two parts. One, I loved stickers. Collecting stickers, tearing them open, filling up my sticker book, right? I love that buzz of opening a pack, flicking through. If I got a shiny, who have I got? Got that one. But I love that. But that was something that was ingrained in me from a very young age. I don't collect stickers anymore, but FC24 is kind of similar. So what's happening is it's accelerating through my neural highway because I created that connection years ago. The other one was, I think, being relatively competitive and just loving football. And I really connected with video games, computer games from a very, very young age. I was lucky enough, I would say. And that meant that I got that kind of buzz from achieving something in a game. So again, that's a super highway. So I'm just, as soon as I engage with something on that, I'm built to connect with it in a really intense way.
I mean, I'm absolutely with you on the Panini. I mean, I'm very similar, and I think if you look at a lot of the people that engage in this game and engage the community, a lot of us do seem to be wired in the same way. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's so tricky because, like you say, it is there for you at any point of the day. If you're up in the middle of the night for a reason, oh, I can check the companion app, or, you know, mm-hmm. Wherever, a lot of people in the office, oh, I can go on the web app, or if you're at home, obviously you've got your console. It's kind of, it is everywhere. And of course, the content never stops. It's like, again, it's not like the, you know, the casino, like casinos are now. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not like, oh, well, it's, you know, 10 o'clock, you got to, you know, the game's over, no one can play any games. It's available all the time, and EA are pumping out new content as well. And does that, you know, we talk so much about FOMO. Does FOMO come into the whole dopamine addiction equation? Talk us kind of about that FOMO factor.
Yeah, FOMO, there is research into FOMO that talks about how you engage with addictive drugs, because socially, like I said before, we follow other people. So if everyone else, and you'll do it same as me, and the perfect example is someone puts up on social media, they've packed from a certain SBC, say a challenge. What do? Open the app, do it, open the pack, close because we got some rubbish card. So that absolutely does exist, but that's also because it's linked to our highway behavior. You touch on a really good point around content. The content schedule is insanely intense, and supply has created demand, which leads to compulsive overuse. And this is where you start to potentially see signs of addiction. Now, like I said before, I'm not a specialist on addiction. I'm not going to go around diagnosing people. I feel like I can probably self-diagnose myself. And what I would say, I think there's a gap potentially from gaming addiction. We see a lot around gambling, maybe traditional types of gambling. However, what I would say is, and for anyone listening and just think about this, addiction is the narrowing of the things that used to bring you pleasure. So if you don't enjoy doing something that you used to, I would just then maybe seek some feedback is where I would start. And that was what I got. I got feedback from my family that said, your behavior when you're not winning, when you're playing too much, when you're constantly on the app, you're not present, you can be a little bit aggressive. You know, if I lose, you know, I'm not a good loser. So I'd vocalize that, or I'd share that loudly across the house. So not good behavior. That wasn't cool. But the content schedule is insane. And it probably, if you think like on a scale of 0 to 10, I would say it doesn't drop below a 5. I'd say Tuesday probably feels like the weakest day for content. But then you've got SBCs constantly throughout the week. You've got Team of the Week promo packs coming out every Friday. You've got rewards coming out throughout the week. It's just really, really intense. And then if you're a trader on top of that, as well as your game time, you're going to put yourself into a place where you're over-consuming. And it's going to have a huge impact on how you engage with the game. If I play the game too much and I start losing, or I don't score goals, because that's the thing that I enjoy the most. That's what I've realized. That's my number one. I struggle. So I need to stop. I need to take a break. And I like to think I'm doing some more positive things to try and help me.
It is so difficult, because when something is, it's so difficult to ask yourself and honestly sit down, am I just doing this loads because I really enjoy it? Like, I used to play Football Manager all hours of the day because I just really loved it. And that was the thing I looked forward to. Yep. I'd get home from school or from uni or from work. I'd be like, right, I'm going to play Champ. And I'd play Champ and I'd chat with mates about it. It'd always kind of be on. I'd always enjoy it. But I never felt it never felt bad. But I suppose if you look back at some of the behaviours, like that whole, oh, I can't go to bed on a defeat. And then if you won a game, it was, oh, I've won a game, so I'll just keep going till I lose. I guess that was a kind of perhaps an early precursor to kind of what get with EA and FIFA now. And it's, I suppose, a lot of the time you have that same behavior with this game, isn't it? It's like, oh, I've just lost my last rivals game. Right, I want to win. I need to finish my session on a win. Or if you're opening packs or doing SBCs, upgrade SBCs or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm going to go through and I'll wait till I hit my next walkout and then I'll stop and things like that. So, and it's tricky. It is a really tricky thing to kind of self-diagnose and be honest with yourself about, because that line between enjoying something that you really enjoy and feeling like it's in a healthy way, you know, on the surface is, you know, especially if you're not someone that's spending lots of money on the game, you can easily self-rationalize it, and fairly in a lot of circumstances, by saying, you know, I'm just doing something that I enjoy. You know, I'm still going out and doing X, Y, and Z. But I think you've hit the nail on the head with the whole, you know, where it veers into addiction. It's that whole narrowing of other stuff. If you were doing X, Y, and Z, and now you're not doing it because you have to be on this game or any other activity, I guess that is the point where maybe you, like you say, seek feedback.
I think it's a good place to start. It is, and it's a hard one to do, to self kind of diagnose. And I look back and think now and go, actually, yeah, the signs were there, like, hugely. Like, my routine was, I'd finish, like, we'd have dinner all together. I'd just go upstairs and I wouldn't speak to anybody until like 9 o'clock, come down, watch TV and go to bed. That was my routine. And that was like, my wife gave me feedback on that. She said, look, this is what you do. And that was kind of, that was when I started to realize, although I fought it initially. And then when I took a break, I went on this journey of learning and understanding. I thought, yeah, this is exactly what I did. And we have good dialogue now around my behavior and habits. And I've said, you need to tell me, because I'm not going to be great, at kind of being aware. But I would say, think about the language that you use. And I feel like from a social media perspective, I see some people and it feels like quite negative. My observation is that I worry that people have lost enjoyment in the game. Now, that might not be the case, because I'm basing it on one or two posts. So I don't think that's necessarily fair. But I do think it's a good place to start, to think, what's your feeling? Are you doing something because you feel you have to, or are you actually genuinely enjoying it? And the one bit that I have learned and tried to put a positive change is that the dopamine release, it's that anticipation of getting a reward. But actually, if you can find enjoyment in doing what you're doing and not the reward itself, so whether it's packing a walkout, whether it's winning a game, you will actually sustain a more balanced release. So you won't get highs and lows. It will be marginal. Now, I realize that the reason why I play this game is because I like scoring goals. That is it. Every time I score a goal, I feel amazing. I actually don't care about results. I don't care about packs or players. That's the bit that I enjoy the most. So I'm looking for it now when I'm playing is, I'm not worried if the opponent scores loads of goals. I'm not worried if they win or I win. It's if I score. And that's some. And I'm finding I'm more level and I'm more balanced now, because that's what I enjoy. And that's helping me hugely.
Yeah, and look, we're going to get in part two. We're going to get a lot more into kind of strategies to help you and everybody out there, and kind of managing if you feel it's getting into problem territory and things like that. But I mean, I'm a bit the same as you, Aaron. I mean, I take much more pleasure now in menu grinding. And I think, again, trust me, there are not many highs when you open a bronze pack, except that maybe if you hit a French or a Brazilian manager.
I was going to say, yeah, Canadian managers, man. They're awesome.
But I've kind of trained myself to get that kind of broad satisfaction from slowly brick by brick building my club, to the point where I don't actually spend as much time playing the game. I more have the fun is building the squad. And then I used to play games like Command and Conquer. And I was kind of the same in games like that. I would sit there and just build up my base. I'm not going to go attack anybody yet. They called it turtling. I was like, I'm just going to sit in my base. And I'd get such satisfaction from building up this overwhelming force to then unleash at the end, and the game would be over in about 2 minutes after this huge build-up. And that's kind of what my behavior is like in FC24. It's, I'm just going to build up this overwhelming team. I don't care how many bronze packs it takes. I will get to that Mbappe. And then I can actually go and play the game. A bit like that South Park episode where they had to level up their characters by killing eight million boars. That's what I feel like I'm doing. And that's kind of helped me level out from getting so frustrated and angry if I'm just playing rivals, seeking packs. You know, I don't even really buy store packs anymore. I'll gamble on the odd SBC, but for so a lot of the things that you've pointed out and you recognize, I was, you know, sick of my mood being really impacted and down and negative. And I guess again, we'll talk a lot about this in part two, so I won't say any more than that. But anything else to add before we wrap up part one?
Well, yeah, I feel like I've kind of given a quite a high level insight really into this. So what I would say is there is more kind of, if you like this type of stuff, science, but I try and bring it to life practically. You know, my role within the Foot and Review community is changing. I want to be there to kind of help with the mental side of the game. And that's not just necessarily this topic, but it's also kind of managing the emotions of playing the games and trying to achieve your goals. Not technical, but just how you are and how you can optimize, I think, your motivation and your concentration and manage the emotions of playing the game. But I'll release more specific content within our Discord community. If it's something you're interested in, I absolutely recommend joining to be part of that to see if it's something you benefit from. I feel like it's addiction within FC24 is referenced more frequently now. That's good, but how do you take the next step? Like I said, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a specialist. But I can go and learn shared experiences, and it's still a bit of a journey. Well, it is a journey for me, but if I can help people along their journey, then and the aim is enjoy the game, not stop. Yeah. It's find a way to enjoy it. And that's what, when people talk about addiction, that's what people talk about. It's finding a way to engage with something in an acceptable manner rather than over consuming it or to the point it becomes toxic or dangerous to you. So
absolutely. And look, if you are stopping this journey here, if you're not listening to our part two, we would very much encourage you to do so. But please don't feel that this is judgmental. Please don't get scared or alarmed at anything that we've said. Everybody is absolutely completely different. But the way that, you know, the brain chemicals work and their just makeup and their personalities, everybody's different. So please don't get panicked. The whole idea of this is just to kind of put some thoughts in people's minds, and if certain things resonate, again, Aaron is there, other people are there, there are lots of resources to help people go out and just examine things and ask questions, and just whether it's yourself or asking other people, as Aaron said, for feedback. Again, we are not saying X is bad, X is good. It's everything is, you know, as in with all life, everything is about moderation, and everybody has their own set of what they consider to be right, wrong. So there's no judgment here. It's just information. And I said, hopefully we can, you know, it's good to have this conversation out in the open, because I think these were conversations. I said, when I was playing things like Championship Manager 20 years ago, well, still playing Championship Manager now, you know, these weren't conversations that were being had, certainly around gaming and things like that. So it's good that we can talk about it. But look, let's put a fork in part one. We will be back very shortly with part two.